Hey guys, welcome back to Pretty Messed Up, Dancing with Myself. This is Cheryl Burke, your host, and we are here to talk about all things Dancing with the Stars season 30. You guys, this is week 6 in the competition. Me and my partner Cody Rigsby still kicking, literally, and we actually for the first time got positive remarks from the judges, and we got all nines, 4 nines. Wow, I knew it though. I knew that this dance for Cody, the cha-cha, was going to be his best dance yet. I have to say, we approached things differently this week. You know, we really took what the judges had to say when it comes to their constructive criticism on like having to partner more and really being able to work on the details now that we're not traveling. We've got, you know, as much rehearsal time as everybody else. COVID is no longer an issue. And so we really worked hard to the point where, you know, we had time to work on the details. And so I'm just, at the end of the day, really proud of Cody. He deserves finally some positive feedback. You know, this has not been an easy journey for him. It's been very emotional, but also I hope that it's been not just discouraging, but also encouraging, especially now. This is the time that, you know, you really want to make a statement out there in the ballroom, because we're heading to the last half of the competition. And this is where things get really tricky, because everybody, obviously, there's been a lot of 30s being given out this night and last week as well. You've got Amon and Daniela. Holy crap. That was some amazing choreography. Honestly, I went up to Daniela, who, by the way, her grandma just passed. So on top of her being very emotional, this is all new to her. You know, she's not a vet, I guess you can say, when it comes to Dancing with the Stars, but she is a vet when it comes to ballroom dancing in general. She is an amazing dancer. Her and her husband, Pasha, if you want to just talk about competition, they're the ones to beat as far as in the competitive ballroom dancing world. But what she has done with Nelly last season and now with Amon has been just mind-blowing and so refreshing to watch that, like, I honestly have to give props to Daniela. She has been so clever with her choreography and really knows how to make her partner shine. And so, you know what? It is not easy coming into a show like Dancing with the Stars that's been a machine for 30 seasons and making a statement like that. So props to Daniela, props to the other perfect score, JoJo and Jenna. And I believe there was another perfect score as well. And there's lots of tens just, you know, being given out to people that deserve them. And I feel like with Cody and I, like, we're right where we want to be. We're slowly improving. And at the end of the day, it's about the journey. You know, it's truly about the journey you have as a partnership together on Dancing with the Stars more than it is an individual dance competition. But now things get challenging. We don't have just one dance. We've got two dances. Next week, it's Queen Night. And we've got our solo dance and then a relay dance, which is basically, you really get to see what the competition is, because you've got three couples basically doing the same song, dancing the same style of dance, different choreography, and at different times, but you can really compare, right? So we've got that as well. So this week is going to be a long week. Like I've said here before, you can only celebrate so long before you get so overwhelmed with what needs to be done as far as choreography and what the week entails. So I am just proud of Cody, guys, for saving us another week. And yeah, congratulations to all the couples. Honestly, this has been such an emotional journey. And speaking of, I just want to take my hat off to Kenya and Brandon. I mean, they really had a beautiful journey on the show. Kenya, you know, isn't that villain that people think she is on Housewives of Atlanta. And we were just talking about this tonight. Like, that is not who she is. I think what people see is a strong woman who is resilient, who takes no BS, and who honestly is just a hardworking woman who will not let anyone get her down. And I asked her tonight, I was like, you know, does that like mess with your mental health? And she's like, you know, it's just really hard, she said, to kind of be living that reputation of living like a villain, you know. And really, she's really not, you guys. She's very sweet. She's very open and vulnerable. And to be able to come on this show with that type of reputation, hats off to her. She definitely has improved as a dancer, but more importantly, she's a wonderful woman. And I think her and Brandon had something special for sure. Hey! All right, guys, Emma Slater and Sasha Farber.
What's up?
Hey, guys, long time no see.
I know.
Are you home already?
Yeah, babe, I had to fly. I've got dogs that have been home since like 8 a.m.
You're
so I'm like
a cute dog. And wait, Emma's here. And I'm assuming you guys are not together because you guys are not supposed to be.
No, she's probably still at the studio.
Here she is. I think she's here.
Hello. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Hi, Anne.
Oh, you're still in your trailer too. Okay, good.
Still in my trailer. Wait, who? Oh, is it you still in your trailer?
Yes, still in the trailer. Okay. Guys, Sasha, first off, how are you feeling? You were in the bottom two that was not deserved.
I feel great. I mean, I feel
Did
sorry.
Did you expect for... it?
No, I just feel sorry for Suni in a way.
Yeah.
Because I think they are. You know, she's doing such a great job. And she did a great job tonight.
She did. And she really did.
It sucks being in the bottom two.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, it's not like I was upset with the it's not like I was upset with the dance. Did I want a 10? Did I think she deserved a 10? Hey, come on. We're all biased. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we just gotta get back into the studio and work.
And as you know, too, how the show works, like whoever's in the bottom two that doesn't go home, it's a push. It just shows your fans that, listen, you know, you're going to have to bring it next week. And it'll just, I bet you never are in the bottom two again. Just put it that way.
Thanks, Chez.
Yeah, I agree. I told him that today, too.
And Ems, congratulations, 2 tens and 2 9s. I told
Absolutely
you earlier tonight.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. You guys. Chilling,
thank
like
you.
From camera blocking yesterday. How has your journey been with Jimmy so far? I talked to Jimmy last week on Pretty Messed Up.
Yeah.
But I know it's a lot when you, because you're traveling, obviously.
It's a lot. Yeah. But what's weird is I say to like the casting, I say to Dina, who's obviously our casting director, like I say to her, like, I don't mind traveling because I kind of enjoy that suitcase life. I have a bit of wanderlust. That's kind of my nature. I love excitement. And I'm a go-getter. It's hard for me to switch off, so I might as well just stay on the whole time and just travel. It's the weirdest thing, but like I do really like it, and it does make it a lot easier when you have a partner like Jimmy, who, you know, as you know, is like just very positive, very hardworking. We've become really good friends. He's helping me out a lot, even in my career that's nothing to do with dance. But the journey so far, I've got fives, and it's hard to, you know, when you gauge like what type of dancer is my partner, you know, you kind of like test him out with certain moves, and he wasn't really committing. He was putting like, he was shy, like in terms of his dance ability, and he wasn't really committing to it. He was kind of like, well, what's this, you know, what's this dance show business? So let me just see for a couple of weeks, and then next thing you know, like I'm seeing a different side of him. I'm like, where the hell has that been?
Totally.
Like,
I always say to my partners, I'm like, if you are trying to be cool on a dancing show like Dancing with the Stars, you're going to look stupid. You actually have to make fun of us, and you have to just go literally, like I told Rob Kardashian this, like make fun of Sasha, for instance, like go out there and just pretend that you're one of the pro dancers, and it works. Cause it's
that's a really good tool. I'm going to say that to him.
They need to take the piss out of us. Yeah. Yep. And so what Rob Kardashian did, he put a V-neck on and he was like shimmying, and it was perfect.
That's perfect. Exactly. You got to get into that mind frame.
Totally. And I feel you, Emma. I feel bad for my husband because like I'm in this Dancing with the Stars bubble right now where I am like, my mood is so up and down constantly, whether it could be from insecurity because I don't think my routine's good, or it's just like a bad day, or it's a great day, or it's like tonight, like great job. I'm in a great mood that I almost, when I was traveling in the beginning, it's like, I kind of in a way enjoy it because I don't want to put turmoil on my relationship or my marriage. Do you find the same with like you guys? Like, I know you guys are working together technically, right? But do you find it helpful to be apart, or do you miss each other? Obviously.
I think we actually, and I don't know, Sash, you might disagree. But like when we like would help each other choreograph, I would get very bossy, and I kind of like, I like things my way. So we actually do work together really well. And I honestly think that's because Sasha is so, you know, I'm probably the more difficult one. Sasha is the one that is more accommodating. And yeah, and it's great. Like, I think it would be really hard. Like, my sister says to me, like, how are you able to be in the same job and you can still like tolerate each other? I'm like, it doesn't feel like we listen and we like really support. Like, I was very upset when Sasha and Suni were in the bottom two just now, and you know, you kind of just you just want the absolute best. So we've always worked really well. It's never been one of those relationships where it's been like, oh, we both do, we're always doing the same thing, as all we can talk
for the
about
attention.
We never compete. We always supportive, and Sasha's really 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 great at that. So I do think during the season we don't notice if we were apart and it wasn't the season, obviously that would be one thing. But during the season, it's necessary because of COVID, and especially because I'm traveling as well. That's that extra, which you know, you obviously know all about
both
that.
Of you guys, I'm like, be careful, please, Emma. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
That I swear I got COVID. I mean, no one knows, right? But honestly, I definitely got it from the airport. Not necessarily the airplane, but definitely the airport.
The airport. I get it. Yeah. I get it. And I wouldn't want to ever give that
to
anybody. Really, and especially that.
Like, I literally took my mask off to drink maybe a Diet Coke. I didn't even use the restrooms. I'm very mindful about that. Like, and it was just, I don't even know. I think maybe my immune system from last year, like I barely did anything other than come to this show when we were working here last year. But I think my immune system just isn't as high, or wasn't as strong, I guess, as what it is normally. I don't know.
Yeah. And also, if you're thinking about steps and you're in work mode and it's very draining, is the wrong word, but it's like all encompassing. Ugh. Like, you're not sleeping. You're probably not eating great. Like, you know, the healthiest, you're probably not doing your, you know, you're not taking your elderberry gummies or whatever because you're too busy.
Definitely not. No, yeah. I'm like, I'm lucky if I can have some water once in a while, if I remember. And I get very consumed with this show. So how do
you guys know I'm here?
Sasha,
stuffing your face. Other than Sasha, he definitely finds the time for balance. Tell us about how you balance it all though. Seriously. Like, I know your dog is so important to you guys.
Everything.
Seriously, so is my dog, mind you. Yeah. Like, literally, I will choose my dog over anybody.
Everything,
How do you guys balance, like, work, marriage, pets, friendships, and, like, being able just to have a balanced meal, even during a show like this that consumes your life 7 days a week?
I think the way that I was brought up with my family, being from Russia and European parents. Oh, and look, you're on TV now.
I really.
So good.
Aw,
thank you.
That was, again, Cheryl, like, that was all tens. You know what I mean?
100%. Totally.
Thank you.
I mean, like, it's very, very rare when, like, a celebrity, right, like, can give you chills. Like, and it was
exactly
very emotional.
But we all know, like, this show is about
a journey.
A journey, and not the judges' scores. Yes, the judges' scores help, but
it sucks for the celebrity.
It's absolutely horrible for celebrity. And the thing is, with someone like Suni, she's like, why aren't we getting tens? And I'm like, babe, that, like, you know yourself as a dancer, what looks good, what doesn't. You know
what
I mean?
She's not a dancer, is she?
No, me. I'm saying,
oh,
like,
got it. Yep.
So I guess, like, tomorrow for these poor celebs, like,
oh,
it's hard for Suni because, like, she's going to be saying, like, people don't like me, the comments are bad, why wasn't I given this? They keep saying, like, you know, I guess it's going to be another build up, which I think.
But she's so resilient, though. Like, this is what she does. She was in the Olympics, you know?
No, I think this is so different because in the Olympics, she's in her comfort zone. This is out of her comfort zone. And
you really think that,
like,
she's comfortable competing in the Olympics?
Yeah, that could not be comfortable. They don't look comfortable.
I think, Cheryl, I mean, like, you know, think of, like, take yourself back to, you know.
No, I was never comfortable competing, ever.
No, I'm saying, like, think of, like, Alan Thornsberg, Ryan Watson. Those people
never
are constantly. They're constantly in a final, which means when they get to a comp, they're living life.
No, that's not it. That when they get to a club, they have pressure.
I'm talking about professional dancers who have been in the final for many, many years and competing.
I think so when they do worse.
The final again, you know, the rounds are like walk in the park.
No way. Sasha, you get, okay, I don't know about you, Sasha. Me and you are close in age, right? Like at the end of the day, it's worse for me. I could say I won 2 Mirrorball trophies back in 1920. It doesn't matter. Like it's literally like being sober, first of all. And then on top of that, being older and more in my head, it gets worse. The pressure I put on myself is far worse than ever before. But like, the insecurity is but worse. Even my thoughts are louder. That,
Suni has been competing for many, many years. She knows what a comp is. But here, it's a new dance every week. It's a new, hey, Suni, you need to give more face, more face. And probably the poor girl's like, face? Like, okay. But what about, like, her frame? What about the body connection? What about heel leads? What about,
are you saying that? Are you giving her that pressure, you think?
No, I'm trying to make it as much fun for her as I can. But I think it's hard for someone like Suni to come from where she just was to learning new steps. You know, her floor routine, she has for like 3 years. So every week she's learning a new floor routine. And I just feel sorry for her. I want to help her so much. Like, you know, like when you're a pro on the show, you get so invested in your partners. Like you become very protective. So it's like you want her to have the best feeling, the best fun, the best time, best dress, best dance, whatever.
Do you guys find like, okay, so Ems, you've won, right? And Sash, you should have won so many times by now. Do you find that like when you approach the season, the pressure is different for the both of you, like what you put on yourself?
I don't know what kind of pressure. I mean, I know Sasha puts pressure on himself, but I guess we can't compare it. I know we do put pressure on ourselves.
As just artists in general, right?
It's so weird. I can say that I've won so many times.
You have, yes, absolutely.
Because of my relationship with my celebs.
Totally.
I feel like I have friends for life.
But I'm shocked. I feel like you have one, actually. Like, it's shocking for me. Because, like, I always see you in that final.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely been a dream. But, like I said, like, it's hard to say. Like, when you do a freestyle.
Yeah.
And you get the top scores and it feels good. And you're like, yes, that's enough. Like, yeah, you don't get the Mirrorball, but that's enough. Like to have a feeling, that feeling of like when you finish that freestyle, you know, like
of triumph.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest is out of your hands. You can only control what you can control.
Do you guys still get nervous before you perform? Like, do you guys meditate? What do you guys do?
Absolutely. I do meditate. I meditate. I get very nervous. I'm an empath, but like majorly. And so I will feel everything my partners feel. And Jimmy does get nervous. He gets pretty nervous and I can feel it.
Yeah.
Even to the point where on week one, we were practicing, you know, you get like a few minutes right before you go on, you get to practice a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Cody does this too. Does he get nervous, Cody?
I mean, do you see him? Like, he can't stand still. He's like, one and two and three in front of every, like, I'm like, Cody, you're going to have to take a Xanax or something. Like, you're going to have to chill.
Yeah. Well, my partner, his heart starts going and he starts getting really nervous. And I know this because my heart starts going and I start getting really nervous. I literally turn into every single partner that I'm with. If I'm dancing with Rashad, it is confident and sexy. If I'm dancing with Drew Scott, it was humorous but nervous.
Have you always been like this?
Yeah, I've been like this for like I'll pick up everyone's energy. It's really, really obvious to me. It's very like even to the sense
I feel the same. I feel like literally I'll be driving and I'll see a couple, let's say, walking on the sidewalk. And if I feel the pain sometimes or I feel the happiness, but maybe I'm just thinking that I am. I don't know if such thing, right? Like,
oh my god, you don't know this. You have to. If this is the way thing, you are, it's a full-on thing. For me, Cheryl, I've had to understand this because like, for instance, Jimmy starts crying in this performance, yeah. And obviously it's an emotional performance. So there was a few people that told me, "Oh, I got teary eyed."
Yes,
this is the contemporary that we did tonight. Yeah. But like, it doesn't matter if he feels something or if he cries. If anybody cries, I'll cry.
Right,
but
right,
you'll
right,
probably
right.
be the same. Yes, you're the same. You're empathetic. You just take on people's energy.
Yes, and it's very heavy at times, right? And it's also so exhausting. But
it's
like,
exhausting.
I guess there is such a thing. And how about you, Sash? Do you have that same feel, or you're just like, you're just coasting?
No, I just take on Emma's.
Yeah,
I get shafted with Emma's.
Do you guys? So
he gets shafted with mine, but that's
that's why you guys work. How long have you guys been married now?
3 years. 3 years and a half.
Three and a half.
Are there kids in your future, or?
Well, Sasha, what do you think?
You guys have two dogs.
I go up and down because I definitely am at that age now where I do get baby fever very much. So, and then Jimmy just had kids. My partner just had kids. Aww. And another kid. And absolutely, I go through phases. Absolutely. Do I want kids? Yeah. And I do get baby fever, and I do know that deep down inside, even though sometimes Sasha tells me, "Oh, I don't know what kind of mom you'll be," because I can be quite selfish, and I am. I'm selfish, and
I can be too. But that's great that you noticed that.
It's a start. But you know, when you, I just there's something.
Maybe
that
you
I
feel like your career is not over yet here. You know what I mean? Like it's a big deal.
Waiting for a switch. I'm waiting for a change. I know I'm not going to be a dancer forever. I'm waiting for that moment where I'm like, I'm moving into that next phase. Now I feel comfortable. And maybe it's a selfish thing to think like that when you're, you know, in your 30s and you've been married. People always ask us about kids. It comes and goes, but I do want kids.
I think it's selfless that you're understanding that maybe now is not the time, right? Because if you were to actually bring in a baby right now when you were like
you can't do it at the wrong time.
I feel the same exact way as you do, Ems. I also have body dysmorphia, so like I am more worried actually about the way my body will look like if I have a kid, if I, God forbid, want to come back to the show, or if I want to just, like, at the end of the day, we use our bodies, honestly, to make money.
Yeah.
And no matter how disgusting that sounds, it is what it is.
I
definitely have a fucked up way of, or perspective of what my body looks like. This is called Pretty Messed Up, and we can swear.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck then? Thanks for telling me.
But I hear you. Like, it's just a lot of pressure that society puts on you, too.
Yeah. I wish if Sasha could get pregnant, it probably would happen.
No! I can't get pregnant.
It'd be perfect.
Sasha would be a good little mother.
I think it all depends on priorities and how you're, I guess, what's more important. I think the way that I'm brought up is I think family over everything. So
yes.
I think at the end of the day, you have to weigh in of what's more important to you. Work or this or that, that can come and go. Or, for example, having a baby or, you know.
But it's never too late to have a baby.
It's never too late, but there's a lot of scenarios involved in it. You know,
totally.
Do you want, I guess, your parents to meet your grandson? Do you want your parents to, you know, to see your grandson go to high school? Or
I hear you.
I guess, like, it's something that.
So is it something that you want, obviously?
What, kids?
Oh, yeah, he wants kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just think. Sometimes
yes, you do.
They can be, huh?
Yes, you do. Is the short,
no,
is the
I
short
do,
and long answer.
Sometimes they can be, you know, you need, what's the word I'm looking for? Like responsibility.
Oh,
well,
you know?
You also need, like, let's be real here. Like, also though, you have to weigh out, like, what is it that you may want to continue doing when it comes to your passion in life, because you don't want to resent your kid either.
But
right?
That's
God
the
forbid.
Thing. That's the thing. you're putting your passion in front of a kid.
What kid? It's non-existent.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is, you're saying, I want to go and work. And
you're working with doing that. But you guys love this. Like, you guys love dancing like I do. Like, at the end of the day, we also have to put into reality that we're women, and a woman's maybe dance career doesn't last very. But everyone's different, right?
I think that there are different types of women, and some are naturally going to, and it doesn't matter. Say they're all destined to have kids, a group of women, they're all destined to naturally going to find that transition easier to becoming a mom and finding their role in I am a mother. And some are going to have motherly instincts, but letting go of their career, that aspect of it, even though they're going to be just as good of a mom, letting go of their career is going to be a little harder, don't you think?
Totally. And let me tell you,
part of like you,
yes, and some women are literally born to have babies. Like, I can't tell you, like, the woman I had an assistant, right, and she still works for me, but barely now, because she just has popped out like 5 babies in literally 3 years. And let me tell you something, she is made to have babies. She had her baby in the car in the parking lot of Cedars, literally just had it. Okay. No painkillers, nothing. And I'm telling you, she popped that shit out and it was like, all right, answering emails.
Back to work.
Like, that is crazy.
I would be so just freaking, I'd be going through major trauma. There's no way. Like, I think that I have so much insecurity that my fear would be going through post-traumatic, you know, like just being like having weird feelings towards my baby because of maybe the way my body looks, or because I didn't finish what I was supposed to be finishing, whether that be my dance career or another type of career. I think when you know, you know. I know you're never ready, but when you know that you want one, you know.
You know. 100%, Cheryl. 100%.
And at the end of the day, sorry guys, but we're the ones having to have the baby. So
I know. That's why I think it would have been really perfect if Stasha could carry.
That's what I say about my husband. I'm like, if Matt could have the freaking baby, we would be fine. We would have already had two.
Great. I know.
Listen, it's the evolving.
I so
life.
Much. I know.
Huh?
Right. And nowadays it's 2021. We can have babies. We can have a surrogate, you know?
Yeah. Oh, there's so many options for
absolutely.
Sure.
Sasha's not into that one.
Yeah. No, I said
I wanted to adopt. I would love to have two kids of my own if nature allows it. And then I would love to adopt a third one.
Same. We'll share.
Yeah. All right. Yay.
Share the adoption.
We'll co-parent. That's like, you can do all kinds of parenting these days. We'll co-parent.
Exactly. I love you guys. You guys
love
are amazing.
You.
Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Of course.
Oh, of course. We love you so much. It's been just like a chat with friends.
I know, right?
Exactly,
you got to do this
right?
Like actually without all of this recording.
Without it,
okay.
Yeah. Love you so much. Have a good night,
love
babe.
You, Sam.
Thank you. Love you, Sasha.
Love
you guys.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Thanks to Sasha and Emma. I know that they are so busy. I mean, clearly Sasha was eating his dinner as he was doing this. I actually had to have a little powwow with him before this podcast. And I kind of was like, Sasha, you're doing my podcast, right? And he's like, I'm so busy. I have to choreograph for next week. I'm happy he came through. Thank you both so much. Emma, safe travels. You know, if anyone's got a crazy schedule, it's Emma and Jimmy at the moment. He's currently on tour. They're in a different city, state every single day. And Emma just has this amazing aura about her. She's so positive and she loves what she does. And you can tell. And her and Jimmy have such a great bond, as do Sasha and Suni. So make sure you check all of us out again next week on Dancing with the Stars. It's going to be Queen Night, and I'll give you guys a little sneak peek. We're basically doing a foxtrot to You're My Best Friend, and basically this story is going to be a personal and a very emotional story of Cody's. So and something that's also near and dear to my heart, especially when it comes to like addiction and stuff like that. So make sure you tune in. It's going to be an emotional one for us at least. And yeah, it's a close competition, you guys. Make sure you vote. And yeah, comment here and let me know what you guys think so far of this little spinoff that we're doing. Catch you guys later. Bye.
Follow Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.